Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and before we get back to the rest of the crew and navigate the latest diving news and information, I got to talk to a good friend of mine at NAWI, or at least a fairly new acquaintance. He's been in the industry even longer than I, which is hard to believe, but he is the director of sales and business development at NAWI, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Jack Snively is his name, and welcome, Jack. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, I wanted to get you on because, you know, we're kind of looking forward to the DEMA show here in a couple weeks for Vegas. And, you know, the industry is abuzz, the atmosphere, you know, and the economy looks like it's going in the right direction for the most part. And that can only mean good things for everybody as we try to bring more people into our sport and just make it bigger and better than ever. Right. You're with me on that, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Matter of fact, that's what I do at NAWI is try to come up with ways to do just that, to entice people to get into our great sport and experience the other two-thirds of our planet.
Well, and at DEMA, I mean, what will you be doing exactly? Because you're more behind the scenes. You're not necessarily interfacing with the general public as much as you are facilitating things with all the NAWI dive centers around the world, or what?
Exactly. You know, I primarily manage the sales teams at NAWI Worldwide, which means I also develop strategies and network throughout the industry to develop, you know, a strategy for NAWI in regards to what trends and what's going on in the industry.
Excellent. Now, Jack Snively is our guest right now, Director of Sales and Business Development at NAWI, National Association of Underwater Instructors, which, by the way, little tease, maybe next year I might be doing a little crossover. We're having discussions, and maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that at the DEMA show, which is the largest diving event pretty much in the world. Everybody who's anybody in the industry goes there, and we're going to be broadcasting from the show floor, giving you a little sneak peek behind the curtain. If you're not in the professional realm of diving, you still get a little taste of what's going on. But what about for you, Jack? What do you go there for specifically to execute? Is there, obviously there's some business things you got to do, but I'm wondering if there's some personal fun things you look for as well.
Well, you know, before I get into that, I want to go back to the crossover thing and say we would be more than happy to help have you join the NAWI family. I'm the type of person that I have a hard time stopping and smelling the roses, unfortunately. So when I get out to DEMA, no matter where it is, I mean, I'm pretty much on, you know, full time focusing on what we need to do to make our organization bigger and better. I do a lot of networking with industry leaders throughout the show, both on the manufacturer side and the certification side. Believe it or not, we all do get along and share what information we can with each other without giving away too much. But yeah, with all the years I have in the industry, I know a tremendous amount of people, and it's always a great time to see everybody and see how their families are doing, as well as see what's going on in the business side.
Absolutely. After you've been in the industry for not even 4 years, I would say, it's like homecoming, because the industry is kind of small when you start working in it after a little while. So everybody knows anybody pretty much, and that's why they go to the DEMA show. And so there's some personal gratification attention in that regard for sure. But what about from a diving perspective? Because I know you dive. Do you go around the aisles and just look for, hey, this is a cool new camera housing. I could use this for myself. You kind of work some of that in there, don't you?
Well, you know, I definitely keep my eyes peeled out for something that, you know, things that may appeal to me or I've got three girls in my family that all dive too, my wife and two awesome daughters. And so I think most of the time I'm looking out for things that they may enjoy more than myself, because I'm pretty well equipped and I pretty much have access to anything and everything that I want from a gear standpoint because of all my contacts.
Well, but there you go.
They,
yeah.
They keep me pretty happy. But
we're kind of spoiled in that regard. Yes.
So,
what about places to go?
I keep my eyes peeled for some things in that regard.
Yeah. What about places to go, though? I mean, all the destinations are there. Do you got a few favorite spots you like to take yourself or the family or both?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's probably where I spend some of my time, because I'm sure you've know about the Nawi Travel Group, but right. That's a new part of Nawi, and I know you've interviewed Cheryl, and mm-hmm. So yeah, the travel side is something that I definitely stay focused on, especially now that Nawi Travel Group is going, and you know, yeah, I mean, travel is what it's all about. That's you know, most people don't have awesome diving right out their back door unless they live somewhere like California or Florida or, you know, coastal areas, the Carolinas, that type of thing. But you know, we get on planes and go to places that people only dream of. And the beautiful part of it is so many people go to those destinations on cruise ships, and, you know, they pretty much hit the markets and, you know, maybe take an excursion or two. But the greatest excursion and as far as travel goes is the underwater world and all those locations. You know, it's fun to see the islands and experience the culture, but there's nothing that compares to say hitting a wall and you know, nothing but you know, thousands of feet below your body, and you just feel totally weightless, and just the beautiful corals and fish life. I mean, you know, you can't beat travel. So yeah, that's definitely an area that is near and dear to my heart.
Well, you're a Florida guy like myself, so we are a little bit jaded compared to the rest of the country, having that in our backyard. But man, I like to travel more than anybody, and love getting out there. But you're right; it doesn't really matter where you go. If you get wet, it's going to be way better than spending time in the office. I think that's kind of what you're saying,
you know,
right?
That's for sure, and that's what I love about working at Nawi is. Even being on the manufacturer side for as long as I was, I didn't have near the time or the opportunity to dive that I do with Nawi, because we're in the water, we're training instructors, we're, you know, we participate in crossovers when stores are crossing over to Nawi, and so I get a lot more opportunity to dive now on the certification side than I did when I was on the manufacturer side. So yeah, it's, you know, it couldn't be better. I love this job.
Well, I'm sure you do. And when you have the job of pretty much bringing more people into the sport, I think that is extremely gratifying. You know, no matter how long you've done it, I mean, we've been doing Scuba Radio for over 21 years. I got to tell you, the thing that gets me going the most now is not even necessarily my own experiences, because I've done, you know, I've done so much, and I know you have too, and you travel around the world, you get to, you know, have all this cool gear, and we get to go to all the coolest spots and stuff just because we're in the industry, and you end up getting a little jaded maybe at times and taking it for granted. It just happens by default. But when you bring somebody new with you and you say, oh my gosh, you got it, I want to see their expression when they experience this for the first time. I mean, it just revs me up like crazy. Are you like that too?
Well, absolutely. Because like you said, you know, you've been in the industry for over 21 years. I've been in the industry for 36 now. And yeah, it's like you said, you know, you definitely get to the point that you take it for granted as far as the experiences underwater. But still, there's nothing like it. I actually feel more comfortable underwater than I do walking around on land. But yeah, when you actually turn someone on to our sport and you see that switch flip and their eyes light up when they come back from a dive. Especially in the beginning when they're seeing things for the first time and they're just, you know, what kind of fish was that? What kind of fish, you know, blah, 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 blah. Did you see this? I mean, there is absolutely nothing better than that.
So
because,
true.
You know, it's our world, our main priority, whether you're on the manufacturer side or the certification side, is to turn people on to what we do, because the majority of our planet is water. And unfortunately, majority of people out there do not get to experience what we do. And I wish I could turn the whole world onto it, to be honest with you.
Well, you're on your way there at NAWI. I mean, you're sharing the love of diving. Check it out, NAWI.org. Jack, thank you so much for being on Scuba Radio today, and look forward to seeing you in Vegas at the DEMA show here in a couple weeks.
Well, it was my pleasure, and I definitely look forward to seeing you and everybody else that I'm going to get to see at DEMA.
So true. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAWI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAWI facility or locate a NAWI instructor near you at NAWI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What truly lurks beneath the sea? What mystery awaits?
Everybody sing. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It is Halloween weekend. Divers are making the best of it, and we're trying to annoy everyone with this really weird song. Those are ghost sounds, by the way, Mermaid Faith. She's in the studio with us, but this may be a little foreign to her. Have you ever heard people doing this before in your travels, your world travels?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
They're talking ghost right now. That's how they talk. You should know this. You speak nine languages. You don't speak ghost?
Apparently not ghost.
Okay. No. Well, there you go. You got another thing to learn. Something to add to the list. All right. Look, Jerry the Diver Guy is on the line with us also. We have Barry DeBugger. Yeah. And by the way, you know bugger means lobster, right? Faith, did you know that?
Did you say bugger or booger?
Well, I guess tomato, tomato.
There we go. Thank you. Throw me under the bus.
Bugger, like, you know, bugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So you like the Florida lobsters, the bugs? You like to eat them?
I actually never try it.
Yeah, well, I thought you said you liked lobster.
I like lobsters, but
oh, Maine
Florida.
Lobster.
Yep.
You've had the ones with claws. You know the ones we have here in Florida don't have claws.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, just
oh,
like the
is
California
that why that you're so good at catching them?
No.
That's right. I love it.
Don't you start busting me too, Faith. Come on. I get enough from the rest of these idiots. All right, let's just move on. We got a special guest on the phone with us right now, Mr. Neil Watson, the dive god. How are you, Neil?
Gregory, I'm fantastic. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. I know you're good. I mean, you're always good. You know,
oh, yeah.
But this week is really special because the dive god has once again become a grandpa, and Junior has spread his seed. No, that doesn't sound right. I mean, he's procreating. This, there. No, I don't.
This makes this is six grandkids and one great grandson.
Oh, there you go. You got to keep the legend alive.
My kids are like lionfish. They'll eat anything in sight. They breed like crazy and seem to have no natural predators. I don't know when it's going to hit.
So true. Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, congratulations to you and Junior for that matter, of course. And we'll talk to him a couple weeks at DEMA. But I wanted to bring you on not just to congratulate you, but to talk about what we have coming up for the DEMA show here in a couple weeks. Because, of course, we're going to be doing our big show for the morning operations. But we open and we also close the show in the Bahamas Isle with our Junkanoo Happy Hour party. Are you excited or what, Neil?
I am thrilled. I mean, this is what's DEMA without the Scuba Radio Junkanoo Isle party?
Nothing.
I mean,
yes.
Conk salad and rum punch and Junkanoo girls and
yes,
all kinds of free gifts and yeah, man, doesn't get any better.
Well, love so it. True. You know, Junkanoo girls. You know, Mermaid Faith is in the studio with us today.
Is she,
Mr. Watson? Yeah, say hi, cool. Faith. Say
hi.
Yeah, hello, she's like,
hi. Faith, how are you?
I'm good.
There she goes. She's better now. Yeah, she just perked up there a little.
You're going to be a DEMA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Wonderful.
Do you want to be a Junkanoo girl? Have you ever been a Junkanoo girl?
I have, a few years back.
Oh, that's right. You already did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's helped us out at the DEMA show, so she knows what it's all about.
Fantastic.
So she's been traveling around. She's going to join us back in Vegas, so we'll have Mermaid Faith, our Chinese original from, well, I don't know. She went from China to the U.S. to the Bahamas. So she's very worldly in that regard. So she'll be one of our Junkanoo girls, sure.
She can learn to speak Bahamian and redneck and,
yeah,
you know.
Well, we gave her a crash course with Jerry the Diver Guy. Yeah, so that's been
that's hillbilly, nerd, yeah, Neil, not,
yeah,
redneck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally different thing.
You're a hillbilly, I'm a redneck.
Okay.
Florida cracker redneck.
Right. Yeah, you know, we kind of ran out of time with Neil last week because, you know, we were just kind of focused on the anniversary of his deep diving record, 50-year anniversary. And but I want to talk about some of the other stuff you had going on. You actually went and you went down to Everglades City and took advantage of stone crab season. Is that right?
Yes. Actually, last Sunday. Stone crab season opened on the 15th, and all the restaurants locally here are, you got to sell your house to afford to go. And Everglades City, which is between Fort Lauderdale and Naples.
Right.
And it's the funkiest little place, man. It's like the Florida Keys 30, 40 years ago. Hmm. And it's ground zero for stone crabs. where they bring them in and distribute them to the restaurants and stuff. It's kind of like Apalachicola and the oysters, you know, in northern Florida. So me and a friend drove over. It's like an hour and 15 minutes and had this amazing stone crab dinner, like $25.
Wow.
Like $40 a pound over here if you can find them.
That's cheap. But, because those things are expensive.
It was a great day. It was a lot of fun, and the food was unbelievable.
Yeah, what's better, Neil? What do you think, the stone crab or a Florida spiny lobster as far as seafood type stuff? What do you think?
My preference?
Yeah.
Oh, man, stone crabs, head down.
Yeah?
You know? Yeah.
You just like those way better, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's way better, but in the early days in the Bahamas, when to eat, I'd go out and get lobster, and after about 6 months of lobster omelets in the morning and lobster salad for lunch and lobster dinners for dinner, it gets old. I never get tired of conch or stone crabs, but lobster, it's, you know, I got spoiled with it.
Yes. Well, I can understand that. It's all about perspective. I don't think I could ever get spoiled on lobster, but I hear what you're saying. You know, when you have it there morning, noon, and night, it could get a little, you get a little jaded. For sure. So, yeah, the stone crabs are very tasty, but like you said, they're very expensive unless you go to a place like this Everglades City where they harvest them, or that's where they bring them in, and then they circulate through Florida during the season and stuff. So it's hot and heavy going on right now, so that's cool. And also, hammerhead season's full swing in the Bahamas right now, Bimini, right?
Coming up. About the first part of December. We promote it starting in January, but they start showing up the first part of December. We've got two of the boats over here right now, getting them all tweaked up for hammerhead season, and we'll take those back and get the other big boat over. Right now, I'm staying off of the beach. They're doing setup for the boat show, which is next weekend.
Sure, you just go to neilwatson.com and book it.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Mermaid Faith in the studio with me. We got Facebook Live going. She's on there as well. So you got a little added value as far as tuning in and seeing what's going on in the studio today. If you join us, it's on Scuba Radio's Facebook page. I see you had a little dialogue there with Renee from Scuba Pro talking about those fins you picked up at the Scuba show. So Renee is going to join us in the Turks and Caicos, hopefully, in December, by the way. We'll have more about that later on in the coming weeks, and we'll catch up with him at the DEMA show here in 2 weeks in Vegas. Also, and by the way, that if you want to get on, there are just a few spots left for our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in the Turks and Caicos, December 8th through the 15th. Just call up Explore Adventures, 1-800-322-3577. Christmas in the Caribbean. Have you ever done that, Faith?
No, I would love to.
You need to mark that one off the list, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you might have to take one of those spots. We'll see what happens. But we got that, and you could book that and join us for those festivities. Of course, we'll be broadcasting from the boat that week. Also, you just got a few days left through the month of Sharktober, or Rocktober, or October. Well, you take your pick. We're doing this little promotion with See the CRX, who makes prescription dive masks. And you can go to their website and order one, or you can go to our website, scubaradio.com, look for the little tab and fill out an entry form. Tell us why you need a new dive mask with your prescription in it. Or you know what? You don't even have to get the prescription. They have really cool masks. So it's not really just for people who need a prescription in their mask. It's just for people who need a new mask. And we're giving one away this month. Made it very easy. Just go there, register. We're not going to use your info for any sales stuff or anything like that. Just, you know, fill out the form. Tell us why you need a mask. And we'll pick one person at random and announce that when we broadcast from Vegas for the DEMA show. So there you go. We got more coming up. We're going to talk with Faith about some places she's been traveling the world lately, including Hawaii. I want to go to Hawaii. Yay! Yay! That's next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
This is Orson Welles, ladies and gentlemen. That grinning, glowing, globular invader of your living room is an inhabitant of the pumpkin patch, and if your doorbell rings and nobody's there, that was no Martian. It's Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. 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 Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. I am Greg the Dive Master here on the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving. Are you celebrating Halloween, Faith? Mm-hmm. Are you doing anything special, or will you be on the cruise ship?
I'll be on the cruise ship.
Okay, well, they'll be having a big old party on Halloween Day. All right, you'll have to tell us all about that when we're in Vegas. All right, so, I want to talk to Faith because this is a great opportunity. She was nice enough to come into the studio today, and very seldom do we get fresh meat. I mean, a special guests in the studio like this, and she's been traveling the world since we last checked in with her at the scuba show in Long Beach, which was like back in June or something, right? And you've been on the road like nonstop. Is that right, Faith? Pretty much?
Yes.
And so the goal was what? Just to see the world because you had the freedom to
because
do so?
Because I can.
Yeah, there you go. All right. And so you went over to the UK, did a little bit of that?
I went to Spain.
Spain. Started there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I spent about 6 weeks there, Spain and Portugal.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you just staying at little hotels, hostels with friends that you've made around the world, or a little bit of both? All that stuff?
Yeah.
Are you like backpacking, like what these kids do today, or are you more staying with friends and stuff?
More of a backpacking, I guess.
Yeah, you were doing that?
Yeah,
okay.
On my own.
Yeah, you're just traveling the world. I mean, she's like a gypsy, a mermaid gypsy, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I dressed up as the other night.
You did?
A gypsy.
Really? Yeah. Oh, is that what you may do on the boat for Halloween? You might be a gypsy? Or I mean, that's kind of like a... I mean, it's tougher to dress up as a mermaid at a party like that because you got that whole mobility issue to deal with, right?
Yeah,
I got you. But you ended up over in Hawaii, and that's you were just there last week, right?
Yes.
So what were you doing over in Hawaii?
I did a lot of hiking just around the island of Kauai and the Pali Coast. That's, oh my gosh, it's out of this world.
Yeah? Well, you're just walking around the beach and stuff, or what do you mean? Or in the rainforest areas?
Yeah, what? The cliff, it's very pretty.
Yeah.
The hike is, you have to do it once in your lifetime.
Yeah, like how?
Like, it may cost your life. I mean, it depends on how you... It's pretty.
Like if you fall off the mountain kind of thing, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's pretty. So when you die, at least you'll have a nice view while you plunge to your death, is what you're saying? But you didn't. You made it.
Yeah.
But she's looking at me and Bubble Boy like, yeah, no chance. You're going to totally...
We're goners.
You're out of here. But you were... So you went and did this hike.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like a big hike up the mountain and kind of thing? Fairly strenuous too, or no?
Yeah.
Sounds like way too much work.
So that just knocked you out, Greg.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it, he's exhausted.
Yeah. Can I take a donkey or something? Or no, you got to walk it, I guess. Is that right, Faith?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess you just have to send me the pictures then, because that's the closest I'm going to get.
They have chopper that will take you there.
Okay. We could take a helicopter up to the top, and then, you just jump off a cliff to get back down into the water or something if you want, maybe? Do a little high diving type of stuff? Yeah. No, you didn't do any of that, did you?
No.
And you didn't do any diving while you were in Hawaii?
No.
Why?
Just hiking. I mean, just it was nice to have a break.
Yeah,
because I was diving in Mexico.
Okay, yeah. All right. And so then, you did the Yucatan thing, did the cenotes, and then went to Hawaii and just hiked and stuff. I gotcha. Yeah, because the diving in Hawaii is spectacular.
Yeah,
it really is good. I mean, they did you hear them talking about the Manta Night dive when you're out there?
I've done that already.
Oh, you already did that. Yeah. You already marked that one off the list. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Was that even the same island you were on, or you were on a different
Not
island?
Not on
were
the
you?
Same island.
Okay. No. So it was better for hiking, according to Mermaid Faith. All right. And then were there any other standout places where you did any diving other than Mexico, or was that pretty much it as far as your travels for diving and stuff?
Recently? Yeah. Just Mexico.
Just Mexico was the diving
location? I
mean, I
went to Palau a few months ago. I told you about it, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, that was before Scuba Show, right?
Yes.
Wasn't it?
Yeah,
you told us about that, and you love that.
Yes.
So what's on the list now? Now that you've been traveling around the world, are you going to wind it back down and head back over to the West Coast after this little fun cruise you're doing with some friends, or what?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not done yet. I want to go
Just
to the Bahamas
started?
Next for the sharks.
Oh, you want to do the hammerhead season over in Bimini that Mr. Watson was just talking about. Yeah, well, you heard him. It starts in December.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe right after DEMA when you're going to come out to Vegas and kind of set up your next road trip type of deal or your plan, your travel plans.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a great place to do it because everybody and anybody's in, you know, these dive destinations around the world are going to be there on display. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're going to exploit to your satisfaction, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal.
Yes.
Right. But so hammerheads are on the list. What else? Any other places other than, I mean, you mentioned the Bahamas, but is it the Bahamas or is it the hammerhead experience? It sounds like it's the hammerheads.
Hammerheads.
Yeah.
Humpback.
You want to do some humpback whale diving?
Yes.
Like over what? In the Dominican Republic type stuff?
Yeah.
Off the liveaboard there that they do?
Yeah. Or, Socorro.
You want to go do the Socorros?
Humpback. I want to see the big stuff.
Just anything that's bigger than you, which is pretty much everything. So she has a pretty long list, it sounds like. I don't know, Jerry, do you have a suggestion for Mermaid Faith or where she should go next?
I'm with her with the hammerheads for sure.
The hammerheads have been on Jerry's list for some time. Uh-huh. So that definitely would be it. What about Barry the Bugger?
Has she dove any of the wrecks down here?
Yeah, what about South Florida, Fort Lauderdale? You could go down there and dive some wrecks. They got this, in South Florida now, they got this whole shipwreck park thing that they've developed, which a bunch of wrecks that you can dive that are really easy to navigate and get right offshore. Or what about lobstering? Would you go catch lobster for yourself?
I would.
Yeah?
I would.
You said you like the Maine lobster, but you haven't had the Florida lobster. Have you had the California lobster?
Yes.
You liked it?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to like the Florida lobster. And they're, you know, we call him Barry the Bugger because he knows how to find the lobsters. Or Barry the Booger when he has a runny nose. Yeah, he knows how to catch them. Yeah, with my assistance. We're a pretty good team.
So, here we go.
Lobster Slayer and Barry the Bugger, sometimes with the assistance of Bug Boy. There's a lot of bugs. Down there in South Florida that you could go grab.
Renee had a good suggestion.
What's that?
Jupiter. Do the Goliath grouper.
Oh, yeah. Are they doing that right now where the grouper are congregating? Is it spawning season for the Goliath grouper there off the coast of Jupiter, Jerry?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to check on
that. It is a seasonal thing, and I believe it is in the cooler months like now, starting now.
Fish will be bigger than she is.
So true. Yeah, if you know what I'm talking about, the Goliath grouper, have you seen those before?
Mm.
Oh, man. On the West Coast, you've been over to Catalina, right?
Yeah.
So they have the, the cod, the black cod, or what is it? The giant blackfish. What are they? What are those, Jerry? Come on, help me out, guys. The codfish.
I've never been to
Mola
the West
Mola?
Coast.
No, no, no. They got big grouper right there off of the, off the casino there, at Casino Point there in Catalina, those big black sea bass. There we go. You know what I'm talking about? The big black sea bass. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Faith? They're as big as you.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, those are kind of like the Goliath grouper we have in Florida.
Huh,
the same family, so they get massive, like as big as a small VW bus.
Hmm.
So they're even bigger than what they have off of Catalina, which those are pretty meaty fish, too, and they're protected. But they're fun critters to see. And, yeah, they never came up you and said, hey, I could eat her. Sure.
She could go to Captain Slate's and see if they're doing any of those feedings down there.
Yeah, what about that? Yeah, have you ever watched Captain Slate? You've met him. I know you met Captain Slate there at the dive shows. You know, he does that creature feature thing. You could go down there and do some, you know, see what he does with the green moray eels. He, like, has them as, like, pets and things, and they come up and swim all up through them. Would that freak you out, or would you dig that?
I think I would enjoy that.
You would like a green, big, slimy thing swimming all over you?
She's I'm not really going to answer that.
Smart woman. Oh,
she has really learned a lot in her 7 years here in the U.S., so I got to tell you, it's impressive how quick they catch on to avoid our tricky questions. Is that impressive or not, Bubble Boy?
What very impressive, Greg.
Yeah, it is. I got to tell you, you are a smart cookie there, Faith, and wise in her old age of, what, 20-something?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, we got more coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly manfish.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
I'm old Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy in the studio. Mermaid Faith. You could go as old Greg for Halloween. Have you ever considered that, Faith? Going as old Greg?
What's that?
What's that? You don't want to know. You really don't want to know.
No, you don't.
Wasn't that funny?
Don't go as Charlie
yes,
Johnson.
Yeah. Anyway, we have Big Wave Dave on the line, and it is his anniversary. Congratulations, Dave. How are you, buddy? And welcome.
Doing good. A little bit off the road. Celebrating anniversary. Getting ready for leaving town in a week.
Yes. You're spending some quality time with the missus and listening to Scuba Radio today. Is that what you're doing?
Oh, yes. Totally excitement.
We're putting him in the mood. That was
I don't
weird.
Think so.
Okay, but anyway, you are a little calm before the storm because you're getting ready to bring the Go Dive Now pool over to Vegas and setting it up and have all kind of demos and things at the show and this year, right? Is that the plan?
Yeah, I'll be heading out next Sunday doing a drive out to Vegas and toward the weekend get the pool all set up and warm and everything, so we're all ready for when DEMA rolls out.
Good deal. Have you already been talking to some of the vendors that are planning to do some demos this year? Any surprises that you can share, or we're going to have to wait till we get there?
Hey, wait, it's a lot of new products, so they don't want people talking about it till
right.
they get to the show.
Understood. Where have you been lately? Where have you been traveling to with the pool?
Well, basically, October's been kind of getting the regroup month. So, I mean, previously I was out in Phoenix, Arizona for a travel show and did a big Boy Scout scouting event in St. Louis, Missouri.
Got it. Have you been doing any diving lately? How about that? In this downtime, have you had the opportunity to do some traveling and do anything? Or are you just, when you say downtime, it means like getting the pool together and making sure everything's ready for the year and season, I believe, right?
That's pretty much it. Working on finishing up that 2019 schedule and finishing off the 2018, and plan on trying to get a couple of vacations in next year to get some diving in.
Got it. Now, I know one of your favorite spots are the Philippines, right? Isn't that where you
that
always like
Cayman
to go?
Cayman Islands, yep.
That
one
and the Caymans.
The
yeah. Are those on your list, Faith? Have you been to either one?
The Philippines or Cayman Islands?
Both.
I've been to the Philippines a few times.
You like that?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, all right. And Caymans, yes or no?
On the list.
It's on the list. Okay, which one, where would you suggest that she goes there, Dave, being Big Wave Dave and knowing
everything?
Let's
go to someplace new. Let's go to the Cayman Islands. You got beautiful ball diving. You got some great wreck diving there. And play with the stingrays.
Well, that's right, Stingray City. Yeah, she's out on the left coast, so she's already done like the Manta night dive there off the coast of Kona, which is kind of like an overgrown Stingray City. You hear what I'm saying, Dave?
Oh, yeah. I lived in Hawaii another lifetime ago, so
yeah,
I know all
okay.
about that.
Exactly. But, yeah, you still need to do it. That's something you need to mark off the list, too. But would you tell her to do that in the Caymans and maybe head over to what? Cayman Brac or Little Cayman and do like Bloody Bay Wall or something or what? What do you think?
Yeah, Bloody Bay Wall is definitely gorgeous. Check out the, get over there with Little Cayman Beach Resort and or Cayman Brac or even Grand Cayman. Because Grand Cayman, you got the Kittiwake, which is a great dive.
Mm-hmm.
You get Stingray City. And guess what? Now from the West Coast, you can fly on Cayman Airways through Denver, and also JetBlue just launched it where you can go through Fort Lauderdale.
Well, there you go. Yeah, they've been doing some interesting, schedules there from South Florida down to the Caribbean. I mean, our trip for the Turks and Caicos in December, they got new flight service from Fort Lauderdale on Spirit, JetBlue, and Southwest now. So the airfare to go to Provo where you board the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard has literally been slashed in half.
Wow.
To what it was a year ago. So you can really take advantage of some great diving in throughout the Caribbean with some of the new jet service that they're offering. So take advantage of it. Go diving, right, Dave? That's what it's all about.
Hey, that's right. And hey, after DEMA, I'll be hitting the road the first of the year. And just to start off in January, we'll be down in Chicago at the travel show and Cleveland at a boat show.
All right. So you got some kind of like cold weather sites that you're going to be heading to and bringing a little warm water love with the Go Dive Now pool.
Think about
right?
it. In the wintertime, most of the country is cold. And, hey, you guys down in Florida once in a while get down to 50, so.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, I hate when that happens.
Oh, yeah. I just hate it, too.
Exactly. Jerry the
Dog. It's just life. In the 40s here.
Yeah,
I
live in California. What a tough life.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be 62 down here tonight.
Yeah, in California where,
ooh.
Faith? Where? What part of California are you usually at when you're not traveling the world? L.A.?
Los Angeles, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like beautiful there now, right? Isn't it just like it is here in Orlando? Pretty much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
What, not
gotta
quite
take
as
what you have. I mean,
you like what we have here in Orlando better in LA, right? Is that what you're trying to say, or vice versa?
Yeah. Well, I haven't done any diving here, but it's way warmer here.
It's way warmer, exactly. And we got Mickey Mouse and stuff, which may or may
we
not
have
be
that
a plus.
Too.
Well, that's right. You got we're one of the same.
You asked before we
show you there, Greg.
Yeah, I guess you did. All right. Well, Dave, thanks so much. Happy anniversary to you and your missus there. Look forward to catching up there in Vegas in a couple weeks, my friend. Okay, buddy.
Yep, we'll see you out there, and hopefully have a nice little relax. A little
absolutely,
bit.
Yeah. GoDiveNow.com. GoDive. Yeah. That's the website. Yeah. And look, that'll have to do it for this week. Faith, thanks for coming in today. Appreciate
thanks for having me.
Gracing us with your presence. Bubble Boy, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, even Walt DeMartini. We had a fun crew today. So it was a good show. And we'll have to leave it at that for now. Remember, it is always better. Where, Faith? Do you remember?
Down where it's wet.
See, she knows, as all mermaids do. Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.